Hello, Barney People. Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke & Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Hello, Sloshians. Welcome to our show. Today is the 3rd of February, 2015, I think. I can't promise you that, so don't quote me on that. But right here it says it is 8:05:55. It's snowing like motherfucker where I'm at again for the third time this week. Call in and let me know at 646-478-0616 if you've ever figured out why, just why you can be driving in the worst fucking snowstorm and your whole fucking windshield can be clear except for the spot that you need to fucking see out of. I mean, what it's like, I don't think you can, like, somehow make your windshield wipers, like, wear them out by looking out the same spot in the windshield, but apparently you can, because I've done it. It's like every time I get in the car to drive, this is going on for years, that, like, the only spot I need to see out of in the whole fucking windshield is covered and is not getting scraped off by the windshield wiper. Or let us know at the email address, www.hypersloth.me. Contact us. Let us know if you've ever had that kind of bullshit happen to you. You know what? I'm going to jump right into it tonight. I'm going to play Beer is Food because I really think that everybody needs to hear it. It's an awesome song. I'm going to be riding solo tonight. My partner in crime, Rufus, has got some family obligations. So hats off to you, Rufus. Hope you're enjoying your family obligations. I know you're probably not, but... have a beer when you get back. I'm sure you deserve it. So here it is, folks. The one, the only, the Beer is Food.
Walk into the kitchen after a hard day's work. A tray of fingers itching. Open them all to mirth. Spend all day sleeping sandies at the local sub shop. You're the only thing that gets me through it is a whole bunch of coming hot. Yeah, beer is food, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good, and I want more. It's my brown, my wine, it's my girlfriend looks fine. Yeah, beer is food, I get Yeah.
That's right. That's us. That's the power duo of Zigzag and Rufus of Hypersloth. Yeah, I messed that all up. I'm aware of that. That's us, man. Check us out. That's going to be this summer's party anthem, so deal with it. Unfortunately, Blog Talk Radio makes it sound like it's on a one-speaker mono AM radio, so check it out on our website. You can get links to where you can download that. It's on iTunes, CD Baby, and a few other places that I can't remember, but Rufus can always remember. That's what's, you know, so critical about having Rufus here to steer me in the right direction. So I'm also going to play some of our other songs. While we're going at it, let's play Internet Love Song. This is a song that started all with Hypersloth, circa 1996. We wrote a song about finding your love on the Internet. Yes, that's before Match. That's basically when fucking the Internet was in its infancy and you couldn't even see other people. You, like, basically had to type out shit, and that was that. Now you can get, like, see some chick with a fist in her pussy before you take her out on a date. So that's, you know, that actually puts the romance back into it for sure. So check it out. It's Internet Love Song by Hypersloth.
Fire out the wire. Ooh, yeah. are smoking. So I open up her mouth. Oh, my fingers are smoking. And I upload my goods.
It was Hyper Sloth with Internet Love Song, circa 1996. Yeah, we were way ahead of our time, no doubt about it. Now, to step into something a little more current, my man Rufus came up with fried eggs and ham, and I'm telling you, you cannot get this beat out of your mind after hearing it. So I want everybody to check out fried eggs and ham. Sing along. Sing along.
And hey, a bitch, I like it. Slap it on a plate with my teeth, I bite it. Suck it in my gut, metabolize it. Do it like the Donner Party, cannibalize it. Your fried eggs and ham, bitch, full of protein. Trying to take my plate, ha, you see me get mean. Snap your neck and leave you in a ditch. Now I'm going back for seconds cause I need my fix of fried eggs and ham coming from the farmland. Well, I got the fat beans and the chickens on hand. Take a chicken egg, hold it up to the light. If you see a little chicken side, you know it ain't right. For breakfast omelet or a quiche, you be chomping chicken bones, chicken feathers and a beak. Your fried eggs and ham, bitch, better than the weed. Might not get you high, but your belly it will feed. If you're hungry, you need a hearty meal. Yo, fried eggs and ham, bitch, is the real deal. Lava flowing, my stomach knowing I'm seen to be stowing them. Fried eggs and ham, bitch, it does a body good. I be tracking it down everywhere like a member, but I do it all face style. I'm a breakfast pseudophile, stacking up the plates like I'm Julia Child. I eat it on the East Coast, eat it on the West Coast. I have it down south with a biscuit or on toast. Fried eggs and ham, bitch.
And brain. That's what you should be saying after that ripping guitar solo by our man Rufus there. Yeah, check that out. That's I'm not sure if that's up for sale yet, but it better be soon because there's the other anthem for the summer. I mean, look, you guys, I'm going to say it right now, buy egg and fucking ham futures because fried eggs and ham is going to put a whole new twist on what people are having for breakfast because, you know, that's like that's going to kind of get into the inner city and tell them to get away from the other kinds of breakfast foods and just get deep into the fried eggs and ham, bitch. So what I want to do now is take you into an encore episode. Since Rufus isn't here tonight, we're going to play a show from, I don't know the date, I really have no idea, but ZigZag gets a surprise caller. And it turns out a little crazy because then the said caller's girlfriend or wife or sister, I'm not even sure who it is, but they called in as well, and I just was kind of caught in the middle of trying to figure out what was going on. It's definitely an interesting conversation. You've got to listen to the show. So check it out, and we will check you Thursday at our regular time, 8 Central or 7 Central, 8 Eastern, here on Blog Talk Radio, keyword Hypersloth. So check out this this repeat show. In case you missed it, you're getting a second chance at it right now.
Blog Talk
Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, ZigZag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Hello, hello, listeners. Your man ZigZag here. Don't know what's up with the roof and Nator. He might be out of town, for all I know. He was Rufus is experiencing a little bit of a move in his life. He's headed out to Arkansas. Arkansas, O-U-R-K-A-N-S-A-S. No, Arkansas, for a little change of scenery. Bought himself a nice spread out there. Going to get his groove on out there. So, for all I know, Rufus could be on his way to Arkansas, or he could be on his way back from Arkansas to Texas, or he could be being held hostage by ISIS. So any of those things are possible. Not sure what's happening with Rufus, but we hope to hear from him. Rufus, call us up if you want, 646-478-0616. Let us know what's going on. Anyone else, free to call, 646-478-0616. Let us know what's going on. If you feel like being a, I guess what I would say, a co-host of the show tonight, love to have you. If you're out there, let me know. If you want to call in and request a song, we've got some, you know, we've got some Stencil Forest stuff on here. I've seen that Rufus has put up. So I'm going to play a little Stencil Forest opening act. Spic, with a K, one of the members of Stencil Forest, is going to be on with us in a couple of weeks. We've been putting it off for a while. First, it was some stuff that we did, and then now Spic had some stuff come up, band-related stuff come up with him that it makes him unable to join us for the next few weeks, but we're looking forward to having him on the show. So let's listen to a little Stencil Forest circa, you know, I really don't know. It says 2002, but I have a feeling that this song was written and recorded before then. So give it up for a little Stencil Forest opening act. Check it out.
We'll be right back.
There you have it, folks. Stencil Forest opening act. Clocks in at 5 minutes 46 seconds. Sorry, I was a little late getting back to the mic here. Stepped away for a second to roll myself up a joint of Pineapple Express weed. I'm pretty sure the movie came before the strain of weed, but I'll tell you what. This is the most amazing smelling weed I've ever tried, to be honest with you. It's got a good stone to it, but it smells outstanding. It's really sweet smelling. It smells, I don't know if I would say like a pineapple, because maybe it's not actually like a pineapple, but it's pretty damn close. So anyways, you know, everyone's probably heard by now about the passing of Robin Williams, and RIP Robin Williams, Mork. That's kind of how I was introduced to Robin Williams. I was watching him as Mork on Mork and Mindy. Really had a serious crush on Pam Dauber, just so everybody knows. I mean, I'm pretty sure probably a lot of other gentlemen and maybe some ladies had a crush on her as well, but she was pretty damned hot. So, you know, call us in with your memory of the first time you got to know Robin Williams. You know, honestly, he was obviously very manic in probably his whole life, but really in the way that he delivered his humor. Sometimes it actually got a little annoying to me, and I didn't realize how much I liked him until I heard he died. Believe it or not, how strange is that? I really thought, well, that sucks that Mork died. Of course, growing up, I was always a little jealous of him when I was growing up, because I was so sure he was going to be banging Mindy at any time. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying there? Looks like we are going to get Rufus on the line here. He just texted me that he's been busy moving shit into his new house and lost track of time, so now I have to find the call-in number from Blog Talk Radio for him. You know, I'm not really sure how to do this. How does this work? I'm going to text Rufus and ask him, because this is usually Rufus's part of the show. You know, he handles all this kind of stuff, and I just get to kind of send back and enjoy the ride. Now I've taken over that part of it for temporarily, anyways, until we figure out how I get Rufus back on here Skype style. So I'm going to try to have Rufus Skype me, and we'll see if we can hook it up. Oh, I know. You know what? I can talk and Skype at the same time. So let me see. So like I said, call us in or email us, www.hypersloth.me. That's www.hypersloth.me. I'd like to give a shout out to our friends at Bud Buddy. You know, get rid of your cannabis chaos. Put Bud Buddy in your life. You know, we're going to be coming up with a video for Bud Buddy here shortly, and they do sponsor the show somewhat, 420 Products USA, along with Hypersloth.me, sponsors our show here at the Hypersloth Happy Hour. We just want to say thank you for being so awesome. I'm going to light this joint up now here and see if we can't get Rufus on here. Now, if I cough uncontrollably, I apologize, but it is just this delicious Pineapple Express bud. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, that feels good. Ooh, I can feel the coolness getting into my vertebrae. You know, call me if you know what movie that is from and you win a free T-shirt from Hypersloth. I'm wearing my Kiss Me, I'm Irish shirt today. Check us out. You can buy any of our shirts at our store at www.hypersloth.me. Just click on the store tab to see which one you want. One thing about the pineapple is it does not like to stay lit, usually. That's why I like it as a joint, but sometimes it's a little hard to keep going. There we go. Okay. So anyways, we're going to have to do this all night. We've got a little bit of a rant here. I'm going to let the Hypersloth the rant music go.
And now it's time for another delightful Hypersloth rant!
So now, I know that everyone has seen like a Dateline or somewhere where they had some kind of moving company fuck some people around. And my parents recently were using a moving company that, hold on, we've got a caller. We've got a caller. How do I do this? You're on the air.
Your show sucks.
Sperm boy? Semen boy? Is that you?
This is Sperm Tranny.
Sperm Tranny? Wow. Where do you keep
it? I can inseminate myself with myself.
Have you ever impregnated yourself, Sperm Tranny?
All the time, every morning, before coffee.
How many children do you have?
Well, I can't really procreate, and if I could, I'd probably abort them anyway. My wife's a doctor.
Let me put this in a way you can understand. How many children do you has?
Do I has?
Yes. Maybe you didn't understand me when I said have. How many children do you has?
What sort of fancy speaking are you speaking to me?
This is what I like to call, this is my hillbilly vernacular speaking.
I has umpteen children, and they're all about aught and a half.
Are they all named Tranny, Sperm Tranny, or whatever the hell your name was?
Well, I got Sperm Tranny Jr., Sperm Tranny the 2, Sperm Tranny 3rd. Can't count no more, so I just started over with 1.
So you got 13 Sperm Trannies? Or wait, you got Sperm Tranny Jr. Wait, you don't know the alphabet. So you got Sperm Tranny Ought? Oh, wait, no. Holy shit.
That'd be me. I'm Ought. My first one's Junior. My second one's 1. I know that's weird. My second one's the 3rd. And then after that, I can't count higher, and I can't spell more. So I just started over. My 4th one is also the Ought.
I see. That's very clever of you, Sperm Tranny. I'm impressed.
Well, if there's one thing I am, it's clever.
You know,
able to inseminate myself.
I'm actually more. I'm impressed that you could even count to Ought. You could even count to Ought.
Well, I used to could only count to 1, but I got better at it. Whoa, science man! What are you talking about? There's not even that many stars in the galaxy.
I didn't mean to catch you off guard using two numeral numbers like sperm or like 1 aught.
Now, don't make me hang up and call information to find out what the hell you're talking about.
All right, I wouldn't do that to you, Sperm Tranny. You're too valuable of a talent to leave the show for even a split second.
You're damn straight.
Even an aught second. All right, Sperm Tranny, looks like I got this joint finally going here. That would give me a dickens of a time. Maybe not.
Every morning before coffee, I give myself a dickens of a time.
All right, that's what I like to hear. This is Sperm Tranny knows how to start a day. Nothing like a coffee colonic and a fucking good dickin to fucking give you a whole new outlook on the day. Right, Sperm Tranny?
That's right. I put my big meat stirring stick in there and get it all warm and toasty, and then I stick it in my own butt.
Wow. You must be hung like a bull moose.
Well, no. I was born with an anus that's too close to my testicles.
So you ain't got a taint.
I ain't got no taint to speak of. Assuming you want to spink taints.
So wait, you don't even have like a spot. So basically, your asshole and your nutsack are connected.
Yeah, they are. So it's hard to keep them out of each other all the time. It gets awkward.
I can imagine. I can see that. I have trouble as it is, and mine aren't even connected.
My taint is 8 inches long.
That is one long taint. Or wait, that's a short taint.
Yeah, it's about the length of the width of an ass hair.
So that taint here nor there.
Yes, sir. That taint here nor there.
An eyelash taint. Hold on. See, you know what happened here? Can I explain something to you, Sperm Tranny? Was it Sperm Tranny?
There's an off chance I might understand it, so go ahead.
I was really having trouble keeping that joint lit, so I had to turn to desperate measures, Sperm Tranny, and take a big old bong hit. You know what a bong is, Sperm Tranny?
Yeah, mine's about aught big, and I keep getting my balls in it.
I like to dip my balls. I like dipping my balls in dirty bong water, too.
Well, we should hang out.
We should propagate the species together.
We should. Except that I'm 180 as a Negro.
Oh. Sorry about that, Sperm Train. Looks like we will not be propagating the species no more. I thought you were just part Navajo.
Well, you can't trust a man with made of gas.
What about Gleeblop?
Oh, he keeps them coming all the time. I got one right here from old Gleeblop.
He's one of the good ones, right?
Yeah.
So where in Arkansas are you, Sperm Tranny?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I woke up here.
Did the aliens put you there? The aliens dropped you there.
This is where the good Lord Jesus put me this morning, and I'll take it.
Do you ever know where you'll wake up tomorrow morning, Sperm Tranny?
Well, do any of us?
You know, that's a good point. Or if we'll wake up at all. Sperm Tranny, run through a typical day for a Sperm Tranny these days.
Well, like I said, I wake up, you know, inseminate myself, and then I have coffee. And that's about as much as I remember, and then I wake up somewhere.
You know, it's funny. This is weird. We have a morning that's a lot alike because I like to wake up, inseminate myself, have coffee, but see, then I inseminate myself again. Have you ever tried that?
Oh, man. You're living the good life. I wish I had that kind of time on my hands.
Well, I got some Viagra recently, so I'm able to inseminate myself. You know, my dick is hard for 3 days, 4 days at a time.
Do they make suppositories for gentlemen with no taints?
They do. It's called Taint Here. Taint There, I think it's called.
Woo! Woo, doggy. I'll have to order me some of that next time I'm at the Montgomery Wards.
Montgomery Monkey Wards. Yes, that's a great place to shop. Where is that where you get your granimals?
Yeah, well, you know, little one, little two, and the second little aught, they love them granimals.
Well, it's weird. I pictured little aught and the rest of the aughts like, I don't know, like feral children, probably wearing no clothes, just running around crazy. I guess I was wrong.
We got one pair of granimals, and whoever wins in the morning gets to wear them.
They wrestle over the granimals?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like pro wrestling. They actually break bones and draw blood.
So are the granimals giraffes or monkeys, or what kind of stuff are you matching up there for your granimals?
Well, I got them in a second-hand shop. One of them is got giraffes on one leg and an orangutan on the other. And the two legs are two different sizes, which is good for number one. He's actually got Barbie on it. Ain't she a granimal?
And she is a granimal. She's I think they call her a deep-throated swallow. I think she's a kind of bird.
Well, she is pretty for a toy.
For a bird, for a deep-throated swallow.
I tell you what, when little number two wears that Barbie granimal shirt, I almost inseminate myself again.
Ah, yeah, you know what? That's what got you into this predicament in the first place.
That's true. I can't stop having my own babies.
Did you ever think about using protection?
Well, I thought about it, but the problem is I always inseminate myself in the morning before my coffee, and I don't think it's too good until I get my coffee.
Ah, I see. Yeah, I actually protect myself with I carry a 45. That's my protection for myself.
Now, is that for you in the case of something, or is that for you or for the children?
That's for when my weenus gets out of control after I'm on a bunch of bagger and I got to put a bullet in it to put it down for a while.
Wow. That's mighty powerful.
Hey, did you ever hear about that guy that shot himself in the nuts with his homemade gun? I think we talked about that on the Hypersloth Happy Hour show before.
I think we did. Hang on.
He made his own gun.
Speaking of, hang on. This guy wants to talk to you. Hey, it's me, Rufus. What's up?
Rufus? What the hell? Who's that guy?
Oh, Sperm Tranny. He's doing some handyman work right there for me.
Is he your neighbor now or what?
Well, he lives under the house, so I don't know if that counts as a neighbor.
He lives under the house, huh? I think that's a sub-neighbor. I think they call that a slave in a hidden slave. What do you got? An underground railroad going up there, Rufus?
Yeah, we do. We do, but it's all full of sperm tranny and his weird, despicable children.
There is like a, you know, where I guess he's probably headed to New York City where sperm trannies are in great demand.
That's true. They put on great shows off Broadway.
They do. And, I mean, nobody gives a hand job like a fucking sperm tranny. Let's just say that.
That's right. Instead of applause, it's just a bunch of dicks flapping around in the audience.
It's the one-handed applause. It sounds like this.
They don't have any seats. Everybody just sits down on each other and links up.
I mean, you hear what that sounds like, right?
No, I missed it.
Can you hear it?
No.
Damn it, Rufus. I was making it sound like wieners whacking, I thought. But, you know, I took a couple rips of the Pineapple Express, so probably didn't sound anything, but I was just like, this mic is so fucking good, of course it's picking up my hands rubbing together. But you know what? And I looked at it, you know what I realized? Doesn't have a light in it. It's not good. It does not have a light.
Oh, yeah, the light makes all the difference. It's more of a placebo effect, though. It just makes you feel like, fuck yeah, my mic's got a light.
So are you on the phone right now, Rufus?
Yeah, I'm on the phone out at the new homestead.
Well, how is there no delay right now?
I don't know. Are you on Skype?
Yes.
I don't know, but I'm glad there's no delay.
I thought you, called in on Skype or something.
No, I'm just on my prepaid SmartTalk cell phone.
Oh, no. Are we eating up all your minutes?
I have unlimited minutes, thank you.
So how does the prepaid work then? I mean, then everything's basically prepaid then, right? Oh, wait, someone's calling in the show. Hold on a second, we have
really?
A caller. Yeah.
You're kidding.
No. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, you dumb fuckers. This is Sperm Tranny's wife, and I don't appreciate you no talking about my brother / husband / grandfather that way. I sent him over there to help you dumb fucker out. And now look, well, I appreciate you big city slickers doing your shit.
I didn't know we was even married. That's kind of good news to me.
Oh,
you
no.
Dumb
Sperm
fucker, what the hell? We're brother and sister, and we're married, and you're my granddaddy. What the fuck, and where the fuck have you been?
Well, you know, I blacked out after coffee at that family reunion.
Shit. We get to see new neighbors, big highfalutin city neighbors, and all of a sudden you just disappear. Leave me with six babies? What the fuck?
Six babies? I don't take credit for five and a half and the half one that didn't even make it.
Well, shut up. It's six, you insensitive bastard.
Whose fault is it when
what
you,
the fuck
when you
got to say
lose
for yourself?
A tranny baby?
Jesus,
well, I thought I was
inseminating
myself the whole time.
Right, yeah,
wait,
I thought he was inseminating himself.
Was that
he's
drunk that I was really inseminating
he's
you?
He's dumb as a box of fucking rocks. What's wrong with you people? Jesus Christ.
Sperm tranny. Jesus, what have you done to her?
I don't know, but I'm feeling...
Don't you cross me. I'll come across. I'll find you.
Oh, no. Sperm train, does she
like
know where you're hiding
about town.
In Rufus' basement?
I can use all that big internet thing they say. I'll find you, dumb fuckers. I'll find you.
Inner what?
The interwebs. You're not familiar with the interwebs?
Oh, I got a bunch of those in my basement. Those spiders
are fucking
huge.
No, you dumb fucker. Dumb. How do you think we make some money? We got that web show. Jesus Christ, you're dumber than a box of rocks.
Oh, no.
Those
you guys are having sex on camera? There's a place to see someone have sex on camera, online, the tranny
just
style?
My husband home. Oh, my God. Idiots. Idiot Island. I'm telling you. Good God, send my dumb motherfucking brother husband home. So
I will.
Need
Rufus, are
chicken.
You going to send this guy home? You're getting in a lot of trouble over there, Rufus.
Oh, no, this ain't Rufus no more. I took that contraption away. Look, it's only the brother
side
of me that's the bad guy. The grandpa side's pretty cool.
I can see you
out my window.
the grandpa
side.
Got no teeth.
Hey. Sperm tranny, can you put the grandpa side on? Give him a second here, sperm tranny's wife. Maybe sperm tranny's grandpa can talk some sense into what's going on there.
He's really me. Maybe I can change my voice a little bit. Hello, this is grandpa.
Jesus, fucking dumb. You are just so dumb.
Oh, jeez Louise, lady, give this poor guy a break. This sounds like Grandpa. He's got a heart of gold. Spurring Pranny's grandpa.
Yeah. He got a heart of tarnished copper. Give me a break.
God's bringing good money on the market these days. I could take my heart down to the recycling plant tomorrow and get a case of beer.
Oh, no, you couldn't. You can't even push a goddamn cart full of that shit. You didn't. Give me a break.
Hey, Spring Train, wait a minute, guys. Let's talk for a second.
I'll get
I want to hear what is really on Sperm Tranny's wife's mind. I feel like something's really bothering her, and she just needs
what,
to get
really?
Off the chest. I think there's a deeper issue here. Talk to a Sperm Tranny's
wife. There's no deep issue.
Know what's going on.
I'm up to my asshole in shitty diapers over here. A
new
city fucker neighbor moves over.
I feel like Sperm Tranny is a very selfish lover. Is that true?
Selfish lover, he spreads that sperm far and wide. Who knows how many everybody else has got by him, but I get the welfare check.
It's like
is
a fire
this true,
hose.
Sperm Tranny?
Well, first of all, I'd like to know why are you wearing so many shitty diapers? Why don't you take one or two off?
I'm not wearing them.
That's what I do.
Your dumb little halflings over here running around picking their noses and shit farting everywhere. My God, we can't even go to McDonald's. They kick us out. They say, you smell like shitty diapers. Well, of course we do because my dumb fucking brother, husband, grandpa won't come help me. I got two hands.
As long as they're picking their own noses.
In and he just leaves.
Is there anything you'd like to say to defend yourself, Sperm Tranny?
Don't even talk, you dumb dick.
I'll defend my boys. They ain't picking nobody's noses but their own.
Jesus Christ, they can't
and
even find their own goddamn
noses. Drunk. Yes,
no, they
I
can't
have
find
my boys
their own goddamn
my
nose. Can you shut up? Bring Mama a beer. Now, you got the kids all upset. Jesus Christ.
Uh-oh.
I want to keep so light.
When ain't they upset when they're with you?
Oh,
well, yeah,
man.
You know.
Come on, you guys. Get it out.
Okay, you know.
Get it out. Wait a minute. I feel like Sperm Tranny is being unfairly attacked, but I also feel like Sperm Tranny Sperm Tranny, are you avoiding the real issues here? I mean, I think that you just kind of turn it back on the situation because deep down you know that something's wrong that you want to talk about.
He is dumb.
Why do you think I fall unconscious every morning after coffee and wake up in a different place?
You know what? If I could do that, I would too. But these damn little shit kids, they need someone to feed them the goddamn Wick Cheerios every day. Jesus
every
God.
Damn one of those kids, every one of those kids has a pocket knife. He can live on his own. Just take a nap, for God's sake.
Well, we have squirrel for lunch. You just can't,
now,
you know, Jesus.
Sperm Tranny's wife,
did you understand
that? Somewhere and woke up somewhere else.
Well, yeah, we live in Arkansas. Jesus Christ, it's something you do three nights a week. He always
now,
has a
isn't it
kids
true
out
that you have
me.
To travel to Oklahoma to buy beer on a Sunday in Arkansas?
Well, yeah, we leave Saturday
night. Why would
night.
Anybody want to live there? Why would anybody choose to live at a place where you had to go to another state to get beer on a Sunday?
I don't know. I don't know. I was born here. I don't even know, you know, it's my daddy's fault. He brought us here.
Now, don't you blame this on me or your grandpa, who's also me, or your husband, who's also me.
Well, yeah,
I get my beer
brother.
Anytime I need it by hitchhiking.
Oh, God. Well, you know, next time maybe you just stay.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Well, I think you guys are going to need to work this out off the air. I think that maybe...
I love you.
It's... Oh, see?
She
I love
to hear
you.
Me.
You got to come
I love you
home.
Too, Zig Zag.
I miss you.
I love
you,
too.
I both miss you. I love you.
We make sweet love and have another baby. I don't love them all. I love you. Come home. I miss
maybe,
you.
I think maybe she's right, Sperm Tranny. I think maybe another baby is exactly what this marriage needs to put
it
on some stable
footing.
It will
be the bond. The bond number 7 will do it.
Babies do fix everything. But I think
they do.
It sounds like she's the smart one, because I can hear that she's actually counting to 7, Sperm Tranny. Maybe you need this something about this woman in your life. Like, how are you ever going to know how much a cheeseburger costs when you go to McDonald's if you
don't
have someone to mention to you?
Tell me on the interwebs.
I think that you're dependent on her as she is on you, Sperm Tranny. And you
That's
just don't
why
want
I love
to
him.
To it.
I don't mean to be so mean. I love him. I never
love
press the
me
charges.
Too. I don't blame you for loving me. You ain't got no choice. Nobody does, really. I mean, look at me.
But
But well, the little shit bastards need some attention. No, I got to go.
Who is your favorite out of the sperm trannies? Is it Grandpa Sperm Tranny?
Please.
Sperm Tranny or Daddy? Daddy Sperm Tranny? Do you have Daddy Sperm Tranny issues?
It's Baby Daddy. He's my husband. That's my favorite one of them.
He is Baby Daddy.
And then Grandpa touched me inappropriately, so we don't think about things like that. So just when I married him, he became my husband and my baby daddy.
It was just
that's
natural.
How you make things right.
I do
that's
love
how you
him.
Make things
I just
right.
miss him. Send him home. Tell that stupid city slicker from Texas, that shithole state, that he needs to come home. Let my husband come on home where he needs to be. Okay. Maybe
Thank
we can all hang out and drink some pizza light. Well, you're welcome. You guys have a good show.
Okay, thank you.
I got to tend to the kitties.
Okay,
goodbye.
Tell them hello. Enjoy the dirty diapers.
Oh, I will.
Take them off first. Take them off. Then you clean them.
Wow.
Then you put them back on.
Sperm training, I think you need to run home, dude. I think you've got some family issues you need to take care of. I mean, I think something like this is better nipped in the bud than left to fester for another 9 or 10 years.
Well,
like a
good,
sore
good
tooth.
Chance.
It's like a sore tooth. I feel like you're just poking it, but you just need to pull it.
I can't remember what a sore tooth feels like, honestly. I think there's a good chance that if I get blackout drunk, I might wake up there in the morning. I think I'm gonna play those odds.
I wish you the best with that. Then I say, you know what? You probably should. It's 8:42. You probably should start drinking now, and I would say a 6-pack every 10 minutes for at least the next hour. To get you right, and maybe to where you're feeling a little amorous towards Mrs. Sperm Tranny.
All right, and who would have known I got a wife and not just an anus next to my balls? All right, I'm going to hit the road. I'm going to hand you back to this other dude.
Okay, so all right. Nice talking to you, Sperm Tranny.
All right, bye bye now. Hey, what a mess. I went to the bathroom.
Rufus, what the hell? That guy is a fucking character. His wife sounds like a real character, too.
I don't know what you're talking about. I went to the bathroom and came back.
Welcome to Arkansas, dude. It looks like you're in for some interesting shit with the neighbors when you start getting to get your footing, so to speak.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, it seems like a nice place. I love the trees and the pond. We got a pond.
Really?
And,
is it stocked?
Man. It's got bass in it.
How big is said pond? Damn.
It's got one bass in it, and he doesn't look like he's doing too well.
Shut up.
No, it's pretty big.
The one-eyed bass. The legend of the one-eyed pond bass. He just, hangs on.
It's big enough to hold
like
some
shit.
Bass.
He feels like shit, so God lets him live.
That's right. Every time I walk past that pond,
life,
fish says, please shoot me.
You're not
Do
enjoying
I?
Life, are you? Stay alive. And I guess that's kind of how Robin Williams felt. Robin Williams, let's get not to be serious for a second here. But, this guy was a genius, obviously, but he was fucking a tortured soul.
That shocked the hell out of me. I was somewhere between here and Texas, and my phone went bip, bip, and I just got the breaking news, and it said Robin Williams dead, and I was like, oh, my freaking God. And I assumed that
some
because
huge
baseball,
accident.
I thought that his heart had just been weakened by years of cocaine abuse, and he probably had a heart attack. That's what I expected to see.
Very likely. Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
But I was shocked that he hung himself.
Is that,
I
mean, they said it's
60,
yeah.
Yeah,
there's other ways to do that, but I don't know.
I caught a breaking news thing before I called in, and they said that he had, the superficial cuts on his arms, like he was trying to slit his wrist but didn't have the balls for it or something.
Right.
But then, he was found hanging up, and he hung himself.
Man, that's a brutal way to leave your fucking family remembering, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's brutal.
What a brutal way to go. I mean, if I'm going to do it,
yeah.
I guess I'm a pussy. I would do it quick and painless.
Overdose?
Yeah, maybe, if it made me go to sleep. Not if it was,
exploding
heart and convulsions.
I think that's the kind of overdose anybody would do, I would think. I'm too much of a pussy. I'll never even fucking think about killing myself. I don't care if I was looking at, 100 years in jail or something. I'd be like, whatever.
Oh,
I don't think I could kill myself. That's how scared I am. What's that?
I'm not even. So even when I'm depressed, which is usually for a legitimate reason, not like a chemical imbalance reason, but that's legitimate.
Right.
But I mean, like,
you
know, worldly thing.
I'm with you on that.
It never really crosses my mind. Seriously,
I would be scared if it did. I think if I'm like kind of person where I think if I thought about killing myself for real, I'd be like, fuck, I need help. You know what I mean? This is out of fucking control.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, he was back to drinking again. I wonder if he's back onto drugs and shit, too.
Could have been. They played a clip of him where after he'd been totally sober for 20 years, he relapsed.
Right, that's what I'm
and
saying.
The interview,
he like fell off the wagon.
Yeah, and the interview was even after he was in rehab for that, and he was just talking about how easy it was, and he said he was somewhere in some place, and he'd been sober for 20 years, and he took a sip of whiskey, and it was just like, I'm home, you know?
Oh, really?
Was, yeah, that easy.
Oh, I mean.
How crazy.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, though. That doesn't surprise me. I mean, you just, think about it. That sip of whiskey takes him back 20 fucking years, man. It's like a time machine. You know what I mean?
And of course,
look what I've been missing out on, too. I missed out on 20 years of this. Let's fucking catch up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you know it's got to be a whole bunch of, like, just amplified fucking drinking because you're like, man, I got to make up for lost time.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah. It's the best kind of fucking drinking that first week.
That's right.
It's the other 9.5 months till you figure out that you really hit the gutter that it sucks. And then the 2 week hangover.
Man, if I just quit drinking for 2 days, I feel great for 2 days, then I'll have 4 or 6 beers the next day, the third day.
Right.
And I'll feel like fucking shit. I mean, I can't imagine going 20 years and then getting wasted on whiskey. I mean, I do think that hangover enough would be like, all right.
See, no, that's because, that's because whiskey's not your drink, though. If whiskey was your drink, you know what I mean? You'd say, yeah, fuck, bring the whiskey.
That's right.
Beer, he might have been one of those alcoholic guys that could, like, drink beer or something. Yeah, is that possible? I don't know if that's possible, but, you know, instead of whiskey, they're like, just drink beer. Don't get into the whiskey. You couldn't, though. I guess your mind is just like, oh, it's half drunk. Let's fucking get all the way drunk now.
Yeah, you would probably reach a point where you're like, this beer's not doing it.
Right.
It got me there, but there's a bottle of whiskey under the sink. Let's go.
Now let's see what's beyond there.
Right.
Just really get fucking dark with a bottle of whiskey. I don't know. I'm not one of those
that's
guys.
That's a good name of a song, dude. Let's get dark with a bottle of whiskey.
I just don't get into drinking whiskey. I don't even. If I have a mixed drink, first of all, it's vodka, and it's so fucking rare that, you know, it's maybe once a year.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean? I'm not like, I could never imagine buying a fucking bottle of whiskey or a bottle of vodka or anything like that. I could probably count on the number of times I've done that on probably both hands, which, I mean, I'm talking a lifetime, right?
Yeah, me
probably
too.
Bought 10 bottles of fucking booze in my life. Now, beer, on the other hand, I've probably bought fucking 10,000 cases. I mean, who the fuck knows?
Right. I'm kind of in the same boat. Like, I swear to God, the last bottle of, like, liquor I bought was maybe 15 years ago, and I think I bought it because I was going someplace, and they said, hey, can you stop and get a bottle of this?
Right.
But I got to say, I mean, like, mixed drinks, I can see how those are dangerous because me and the wife went out to someplace in Marble Falls, and, of course, you know, they zoomed in on her because chicks buy the fruity drinks, and they had some kind of Texified drink that had like vodka and jalapeno juice and something else.
And what else?
And I don't remember what else. It was like soda and vodka and jalapeno juice and some citrus.
Really?
And I took a few sips of that and wow, man, it was good. And that jalapeno just like cleared your sinuses and it like carried it into your fucking face.
You know what?
Awesome.
You know what I do like, though? This is so crazy. And one of those fucking serious, like, Bloody Marys with, like, fucking pepperoni and a big shrimp and a pickle spear. Have you ever had one of those?
Man, I have not. That sounds like a meal.
Oh, my God, dude. They are the fucking best thing in the world. Even if you get one without vodka in it, It's like a giant spicy tomato juice with like with basically comes with a relish tray. There's just like so much shit in it. And then I saw yesterday on the fucking on the news that there's a restaurant selling them for $50 a piece, and it comes with a fucking fried chicken on it.
You're kidding me.
I fucking swear to God, Rufus, check it out. It, honest
it
to God,
comes
yeah.
with a fried
it
chicken.
Comes with a fried
oh my
chicken
God.
Dinner. A fried chicken dinner. It's
wait,
50
okay,
bucks.
Is that in the drink? Is that in the drink or is that on the side?
It says it. See, I didn't. I read it, so I didn't see a picture, but it says on the top, whatever that means. I mean, I don't know. Because with this other stuff, dude, they put like 10 fucking skewers of shit in your drink. You got to order one if you ever see one for sale somewhere. I mean, I think,
so it's like
well,
a...
no. Like Applebee's and shit doesn't have a good one, but someplace would. Like maybe, I don't know. I don't know. Usually it's just like some random fucking restaurant.
So it's like a punch bowl full of shit with one straw and one little umbrella.
No, well, it's like a schooner, you know, like a schooner beer, like a two-handed fucking schooner job.
Like oh, yeah, I can't remember the last
margarita.
Time I got a schooner job. I love schooner jobs, yeah.
But it's filled up, I swear to God, dude, it's like breakfast, especially when you're hungover. You're like, oh, shrimp, well, you know, or still drunk. What
it's
had
like menudo.
It is, dude. That's exactly what I was just going to say that. It's like something that soothes your fucking nerves after a heavy night of drinking, yet fortifies you with the tomato juice and, like, here, some sustenance. You got to have it.
Oh, my God. It takes off the edge. It fills you
right.
full of vitamins and nutrients.
Yes. It's the
wow.
whole fucking package, dude.
To concentrate that down
that
into
out.
A breakfast
no,
bar.
I've been that for fucking years, and I just figured that out right now. But because I always reach for a beer first thing in the morning when I feel like, I mean, I'm not an idiot.
I can't even do that. I'm
like,
just a puss.
Like,
I just roll what? Over and whimper.
So you're officially 100% in Arkansas now.
Yeah, 100% Arkansas. The house, we're still
wow, that was
moving
fucking
stuff
quick.
In. Well, we do things, man. We do them. You
know, I
know.
I was me and my wife were discussing that the other day. That fucking A, good for you. So now, wait a minute. You just loaded up all your shit and just headed out? I mean, we just had the show on Thursday, and you're already there and moved in?
Yeah, we loaded up everything day before yesterday. No, we loaded up everything Sunday. Like everything. We got a big U-Haul.
Right.
Car trailer. Loaded it up. And we were out of there Monday morning at 10 a.m. It's a long drive. We didn't get here till like 9. So we stayed
dude,
in a hotel.
I can't even tell you how fucking awesome that is. Must feel pretty goddamn good to like,
yeah,
you know, got your own fucking spread,
yeah.
doing your own thing in your own time.
It's cool. It can be physically taxing doing something like this. Well, we had to rush a little bit too because the kids start school like next week and they got to meet the
right.
teacher thing tomorrow. So we had to fucking jump on it.
Wow. So now how long will he have to drive? I mean, how long of a drive is it for him to get to school and stuff?
To school, not too long. We're 6 miles out of town, and I think the school is maybe 2 or 3 miles in town, so it's not that bad. 15, 20 minutes maybe.
What is the biggest town called there, Rufus?
The biggest one nearest is Fort Smith, Arkansas, about 45 minutes away.
Is there a real fort there?
Yeah, but it's been turned into a Chuck E. Cheese.
Cool. Do they with a racetrack?
Go-kart track, yeah.
Yeah,
but you can
sweet.
Bet on the kids.
That is set up, dude. You might want to look for a little part-time employment there. Sounds
I think
like
I might,
because
I love
place.
Pizza, and I love toddlers.
and rats, and overgrown rats.
That's true, overgrown rats and greasing up go-karts.
And having sex in your rat suit. Your Chuck E. Cheese suit.
That's right, my dusty knotted rat suit that I could play a pretend guitar with.
Your rat suit has dreads.
Yeah, it's got like suckers stuck on it and gumballs.
Oh my God, yes, I love it. Like a pacifier. A pacifier stuck in the hair.
And on the back is an old condom.
And a fucking, like a stain from a broken whiskey bottle. Like broken bottle glass.
That's right.
Because you fell down
you
on your pint, on your half pint.
You got to put it on slow so you don't get scraped by some of the syringes poking in there.
Here's a funny story. This is about one of my friends, the Dolly Wom. Dolly Wom, if you're listening, Tripper, my boys, hopefully you're listening. But if you're not, that's okay too. You can listen to it on the online. But we went golfing the other day, and he had like a couple drinks before he got to the golf course, and this was early, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're playing, and of course we smoke some weed, and you know, we do it up. We actually have a good time when we play. We don't take it real seriously. We puck off or anything. But he had two drinks on the way, or before the game of golf. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, basically, let's just say I had a pint of whiskey before we started playing. And I thought to myself,
God.
You know what? He's right, because if you're a beer drinker, and he's not a hard liquor drinker guy either. He's like, but you just feel like you mix it really fucking stiff because you pour the like little bit of vodka. You're like, that can't be fucking enough. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we hit the halfway point, and he's just like, I'm fucking pretty wasted, dude. He's like, I'm just not going to have more. I'm not going to drink vodka in the morning ever again before we do this.
Holy shit. What time was it?
Let's say it was probably 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, we started.
Oh, my God.
So he was pretty wasted by, like, 11. Then he was, like, half hungover, like, by about 1 o'clock.
Can't drink during the day, man. If I'm going to be hungover, I'm going to sleep through most of it at night. I hate the middle of the day hangover.
Well, see, and he had something to do, too, with his family, and we were talking.
Oh.
And I said, maybe you go home and get a nap. And he's like, why, dude? I'll just fucking feel worse. I'm like, good point.
Yeah, true.
Very good point. You definitely will feel worse.
Wow.
So I'm sure, like a good boy, I'm sure he drank on through the afternoon and just fucking suffered all day on Monday. Like a real man.
Wish I'd been a fly on the wall at his family event.
Oh, I'm sure it was a hoot. Beef and noodles they were having, too. I'm sure that really seemed pretty fucking... Well, I don't know. You're drunk. You're high. You might want to stuff your face full of a bunch of carbs and go pass out. For all I know, he was in bed by like 6:30.
Oh, my God.
I'll find out. I'll find out this weekend and let you know what happened.
Yeah, let's get him on the show. Let's get the first-hand account. Since,
yeah.
Since
like
the Forest can't make it.
I would like to do that. So... will you ever meet your neighbors?
Yeah, actually, one of them came by today. I didn't meet her because I was inside dealing with the Dish Network guy.
Right.
But she came by and talked to the wife, and she was just letting us know that, you know, her dogs run loose and they're friendly. You know, don't be alarmed if you see them, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, yeah, whatever, that's cool. She seems pretty nice, but I can see her house from here, but
it's
definitely farther than I care to walk.
Are her dogs big or small or what?
God, they're like medium size.
They won't
hurt your
dogs.
No, she said they're super friendly. And our dogs.
Yeah, but people always say it about their dogs, even when they're not.
I insult my dogs all the time. They're incredibly stupid, and I'm always apologizing for them.
Right, well, I'm just saying, but people are like, they're friendly. And then when their dog fucking attacks your child, you're like, well, I guess they're out, you know what I mean? No one's ever like, watch out, my dog will
friendly
fuck
anymore.
My face. Except for my wife. I'll give my wife credit because when we had our dog, who we just had put down a couple weeks ago, she was not like a people dog. I mean, she wouldn't bite me she wouldn't even like bite at someone probably, but she just didn't like people getting in her face. She never snapped at anybody, but you could tell that she was like on the brink. If any second, she could just fucking snap at somebody's head off. And she was a 100-pound dog with a huge, like, head. She was a Rottweiler Shepherd mix. Smartest dog I've ever fucking owned. Yeah, she was
even
awesome.
Even if you, like, know and trust the people and the dog is obviously nice, I don't think I'd ever go face-to-face with just a big dog. Because
it's got to be intimidating, no matter
how nice you are.
It's the fucking, and the people are so fucking stupid that they are. They're just like, come up and put their fucking face right in this big dog's face. And you're like, why the fuck would you do that? You know what I mean? I don't put my face in any dog's face. Dogs do not like that.
I mean,
no matter how
well trained they are, it's just instinctual to be like, what the fuck are you doing putting your face in my face?
Why are you so fucking close to my face? You smell like pork chop.
I mean,
when
people do that to me, I get pissed off.
The next person that gets
too close to me, I'm going to bite them.
You should. You know what? Maybe that guy who chewed that bum's face off, maybe that bum was fucking crossing the guy. Maybe he wasn't on fucking... Spice or whatever the fuck it's called.
The bum had it caught. He was just
invading
personal space.
Did anybody ever listen to that guy's fucking side of the story? I just think people jump to fucking... When you chew someone's face off, they're like, you can't have a good reason for it. But you don't fucking know that.
I would assume that if you're going to chew somebody's face off, you got to be pretty pissed.
I think he had
something.
A piece of... I think what I found out later was that he had a piece of bacon stuck in his beard.
Well, everybody loves bacon.
Right, exactly. He had, like, bacon on one part and chocolate on the other. And the guy was just, like, trying to make it meat so he could taste the sweet and the savory.
And he had a bunch of croutons in his hair, so he was just like, licking a plate clean.
His ears were full of sherbet, so you could cleanse your palate between tastings.
Old sherbet ears. That guy.
Old sherbet ears. That's what they called him. I think he had a sign that said, "Will work for sherbet."
Oh, my God. Well, eat your face for some bacon.
Right. What kind of guy honestly gets bacon stuck in his beard? Obviously someone that it does not respect the power of bacon.
A pretty sloppy person who really doesn't deserve to have a beard or a face.
Or a piece of bacon to put in their bearded face.
That's true. I mean, if you're going to have bacon, don't waste any of it.
Right. Don't get it stuck in your beard. I mean, that's irresponsible, to say the least.
Yeah, to say the least.
Save the bacon. Some poor pig had to sacrifice his life so that guy could waste fucking a perfectly good piece of bacon stuck in his beard.
That's disgraceful. As an outdoorsman, I can say that's disgraceful.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen in someone's beard?
My seed.
Wow. Well, I said weirdest.
Oh, yeah, that's not weird. I can't say that I've paid that much attention to people's beards.
I didn't say your own beard.
Oh, yeah, well, that's not weird at all.
No, that's just natural.
What do you think I grew a beard?
You almost have to assume at some point you've had your own semen in your fucking beard. Come to grips.
Yeah, without a beard, it's just going to run right off.
Right, you just wasted like bacon. Some guy will probably come by and chew your face off.
If you think it's insulting to pigs to waste bacon, it's insulting to me to waste my own seed by letting it run off my chin.
I've wasted 100 future children. 100 million. The whole civilization
of... No, it's more like... I'm sure it's more like 100.
Children caught in your beard.
I can barely get a comb through it.
So, wait a minute. About the neighbor lady, is she hot?
I didn't see, actually. I just heard... I was dealing with the Dish Network guys, glanced outside and saw a truck.
Let me rephrase that question. Hey, the neighbor lady, did she sound hot?
I didn't hear.
What?
Man, I'm missing all the softball pitches here.
Did your wife say, "Hey, Rufus, the neighbor lady's pretty hot"?
She did, and she gave me her phone number.
Did you inquire? Just out of curiosity, the last question: did you inquire at all anything more about the neighbor lady from your wife?
No. Not yet, but now that you mention it, I might. I can be pretty sneaky about that kind of thing.
Oh, I'm sure you could. That's why I thought maybe you did. Hey, what's the new studio like? What's the studio like in the at the new Arkansas headquarters?
Oh, it's nothing yet because the house is full of shit, but we haven't moved it or done anything with it.
Right, right.
We still have to build rooms. That's why, even though I missed the beginning of the show, I didn't like call in from the studio because it doesn't exist yet.
Right, right. You got a space for it? You got a place all marked off for it?
Yeah, yep. I've got a whole room for it, so.
That's what I mean. Can you explain it to us in a little detail? We'd love to hear it.
Yeah, it's got four walls.
Right, right. Sounds like a good room. Sounds like a solid room.
It does have a closet that
nice.
I'm going to convert into like a... Do what?
Vocal booth?
I'm going to convert it to a vocal booth, a full-on vocal booth, totally padded.
Right
with,
on.
Like, my monitor in there and my mouse,
right.
But the wires are going to go outside, so the computer
nice.
Is outside the booth.
Nice.
Yeah,
I love it, dude.
Totally cool.
Awesome. That sounds awesome. And then what, have the rest of the room be like your guitars and all that shit too?
Yeah, well, I'll have another monitor out there so I can do work and stuff,
right,
and my guitars. And
right.
So the vocal booth will be mainly for like voiceover and doing hypersoft vocals. But the rest
right
of the
on
room is going to be pretty wide open, actually. It's kind of a big room, so I can just hang out in there. That'd be cool.
Put a bunk in there. You know, let me tell you what I do here, Rufus, at the Hypersoft Studio at in the north, the northern headquarters, is, you know, I've got my bunker here, my studio
yep
area, pretty good size. Well, if I'm pulling a particularly late Hypersloth night and I don't feel like walking home, I have
uh-huh
a futon here that I crash on, and guess where the futon came from?
Where?
Roehampton. It's the same futon
where?
That was at Roehampton that I slept on in Roehampton.
Nice.
Different mattress, Rufus. Different mattress. I know that you think so.
Do you have a mini fridge in there?
You know what? I do not have a mini fridge. I thought a million times about moving a mini fridge down here, and then I realized that I have enough like empty bottles and shit here that if I had a mini fridge down here, it'd be like 10 times worse.
Right. That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
The habit of things coming down here, like bottles and not food wrappers so much, mostly bottles and cans and stuff that never, I mean, I have a trash can, but then it's like a bunch of it. You know how it is. Like,
I'll take that out.
I'll take that out. I'll get right on that, but no one else is going to see it, so who really gives a fuck?
Well, Double Z, I'm going to have to jump off the show. I see the wife
right,
driving
gotcha
up a dirt road.
Gotcha.
She's coming back from Fort Smith with a bunch of bullshit, so.
All right. I got you. Well, take care. Enjoy time in your new pad. Are we on for Thursday? You going to be able to make show?
We're on for Thursday, for sure. Whether I do it like this or not is unknown, but I'll be there for sure.
Again, this week, too, Rufus, I need your input. I would like you to kind of be there with me via Skype. I'm going to try to direct and act in a couple of Bud Buddy infomercial type things, and I really need someone else to help me through this if possible. And
yeah,
you're really
fuck
the person
yeah
I trust. I mean, obviously I'd have to do all the shit myself, but I would like to have you on Skype to say, oh, that sounded stupid, or wait, that sounded all right, or maybe you should say this type thing. You think that's possible?
Absolutely. Yeah,
okay.
Fuck yeah, totally.
I'm going to plan on that. So get your shit set up as soon as possible, because I want to get this up and going as soon as we can.
Cool. I got the internet here now. I just got to set
right
up a place for it to do its thing.
And any ideas you might have, too? I mean, we can discuss this, but I've got a few ideas that I'm just going to take a picture of and send over to you, because if
okay
I have to type it all in, I'll never fucking get it to you. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah,
and if
totally
you can read it, great. If you can't, we'll talk about it. Okay. All right, Roof. Hey, enjoy your new digs. Congrats.
Thank you, sir. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Adios.
Later.
Well, that was our man Rufus. He's off the show now, so I think we'll play a little bit of Hypersloth stuff. You know what we're going to do here? We're going to play Farmer Song, send it out to Rufus, our man, because he's kind of a farmer now. He's out there in Arkansas, got him his couple acres, hopefully get himself a mule, and have the American dream going. This one's out to you, Rufus. Check it out.
Farmer, yeah, that's what I do best. The farmer is house. Say I'd say this time, it don't mean much to me, no. I'm farming every day and night in the land of Honolulu.
There we go, the farmer song for our man Rufus in Arkansas. That joke is never going to get old, so get used to it, Arkansas. So, you know what, we're going to play a little Beer is Food for our man Rufus, too. We're gonna kind of follow up the thing here with a Beer is Food song, because we know that every farmer needs sustenance, and we all know that beer is food. And farmers, I guess, inadvertently grow beer or something like that. Okay, all right, check it out.
After a hard day's work, a tray of fingers itching, open them all to murk. Spend all day sleeping sandies at the local sub shop.